Joseph looks to the good of the whole, and then we have at a natural level what's looking to more natural good, good at the level of self. And then Benjamin is the capacity to see how those things can be related to each other in a way that's beneficial, again, for the whole. A lot of this work is about seeing our self-interest and having that brought into subjection to what is higher. And in angelic consciousness, the deeper that goes, the greater is the seeing of truths as instruments for good, and then just being in the inclination to good itself. So self-examination also involves seeing how things are related from first to lasts. And really that's only possible as evils and falsities are pushed further out to the periphery. That increases the capacity for perception. Perception is not something we can muster from our own energy. It's a gift from the Lord. All we can do is work with the Word and what it directs our attention to. And I think a large part of what we're offered here through these truths is an understanding of what the Lord is actually doing as we attend to those things, the small things that present for us on a more external level. You have this whole operation going on above our level of awareness in which the Lord is ordering all these things. That was highlighted with the idea that our state has to be brought into alignment. And what's interesting about that, when you read, you know, in the interchapter material here, but in heaven and hell, about how when a spirit is elevated above its capacity to receive, it struggles. It struggles in terms of being able to breathe and writhes and all of that if it hasn't been prepared. So what struck me about that, or the thought that came, was how when our attention gets more and more about our own survival, we lose perception and the capacity to appreciate things. And that's why there has to be this process of having things brought into an alignment whereby perception can be received almost as a natural, and I mean natural as in that it's an intuitive part of our being. We can't be given perception beyond our capacity or organization of our faculties.